Welcome to this, our first episode of Would You Kindly. I'm Jeremy, and this is...
Nick.
And today is Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve 2008.
Just barely, man. We're right at that midnight mark for Christmas.
We still got a good 27 minutes.
Oh, man. I got to spend Christmas with you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if anything, we're still going to count this as taking place on New Year's Eve, since this is our third take, and we've already tried the first two on New Year's Eve. So I think that's when it should count.
Should count, really?
Yeah, it should count.
Nah.
Yeah, we'll finish it before midnight. We'll still be able to get that loving in that we do every Christmas.
Why must you kill me?
Anyways, on this week episode, we're going to talk about what we've been up to lately, games, music, shit like that. After that, we're going to talk about the Wolverine trailer, and we're going to close it up with a quick little talk about Songbird 1.0. Anyways, let's get started. Nick, what have you been up to this week?
See, you always want me to start stuff off, but I'd rather you do that. You're so much good at the intros.
Well, this week, basically been playing Fable 2, just beat it. Had a lot of fun with it. It was all nice and good. Magic system sucked compared to the one in the first game, but other than that, it was good. Still playing Left 4 Dead whenever I get a chance. Great game, can't get enough of it. Wish that they'd finally release the SDK so that they'd have player-made maps. And I also started reading Zombie Handbook Survival Guide.
How's that working out for you?
Dude, I've learned a lot. If the zombies were to invade right now, I'd be ready. I have my machete in my closet, and I have a pistol by my side at all times. I'm prepared.
Man, I got my katanas at home, and I already have my evacuation plan.
Exactly. See, we're prepared.
We practice that stuff the third Saturday of every month.
Exactly. If there's ever a zombie invasion, there's no place better to be than either with me or Nick. Anyways, Nick, what's new in your life this week?
I've been working mostly. Crying myself to sleep every night. That's just how I am. When I do have free time, all 20 minutes of it, I'm not on the can. You can probably find me reading comics.
Read any new comics this week?
Well, not this week. Comics are not out on Christmas Eve just now.
Well, any new comics lately?
Most recent comic I read would probably be Deadpool number 5.
How was it?
Surprisingly good. They're trying to get him back to his solo Merc origins and just being a pretty much funny bastard.
And this is Original Universe, right?
Original Universe.
Okay. So,
yes, what happened? There is no Brian Michael Bendis screwing up his entire origin. Hey, guess what, guys? I'm Donald Pierce, but with a Deadpool costume. That's nice, dude. That's nice. Have fun.
Okay. Brian Michael Bendis. Ultimate Spider-Man. Awesome. That's
yes,
all I have to say.
Ultimate Spider-Man is where they introduce Ultimate Deadpool.
Yeah, so, you know...
It was an abomination upon the name of comics.
He does a million things right, and he does one thing wrong, and you want to throw him to the wolves?
I'll have you know that he also did a storyline where Wolverine and Spider-Man switch bodies.
No, he did not do that storyline. He let his artist take over that week.
He is associated with that. I don't care. He's going down in my
book. Dude, he wrote an apology on behalf of his artist who had written that story.
And then severely beat his artist to actually draw out the apology.
Yeah, pretty much it's that bad. Anyway,
alright, so he hasn't reached the ranks of Layfield yet, given that.
I don't even know who you're talking about now.
Creator Deadpool, the guy who draws humans like they were gigantic oil drums for chest, but little tiny matchsticks for legs.
Lots of patches, lots of zippers,
lots of patches.
You can never have enough, like, you know, pockets and zippers
it's
and
sad.
Patches
it's sad when
on your
writers
outfits.
Will take your original character and make fun of you with that character.
Yeah, but Deadpool makes fun of himself all the time.
Yeah,
so.
But Deadpool, like, flat out called Rob on that shit. He's just like, oh, yeah, more pouches the better. Right, Rob? He just stares dead at the reader. It's great.
If only I actually read
He's
Deadpool.
In my head. I hear him constantly.
I'm trying to remember what we did on the first take where we ended up talking about Barack Obama.
We started talking about, Deadpool in the new Wolverine Origins trailer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that trailer, let's go ahead and get started talking about it. What'd you think about it?
It looks pretty decent from what I've seen. I know you've mentioned that you think it's going to be campy. What do you think about that?
I'm holding out for it. I hope it's good, but I'm not going to get my hopes up like I did for X-Men 3 just to get kicked in the nuts. I mean, seriously, the only good thing to happen that day is that's the day that me and Nick met and our gay nerd bromance started.
It's bromance.
Yeah, seriously, after we saw this, me and this kid sat outside in front of the movie theater for about an hour and a half just talking about everything that they fucked up and everything that we thought was wrong and the one or two things that we actually agreed with.
Kelsey Grammer's casting as Beast and the hilarity of the Juggernaut bitch line.
That was pretty much it.
I don't know, man. Ellen Page is Kitty Pryde, even though she has like some weird duck runs pretty hot.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter how old she is. She's always going to look like she's five.
This is true. Her greatest role, though, was in Trailer Park Boys.
Haven't seen it.
It's a Canadian mockumentary show. It's pretty funny.
I think you told me about that once. I don't know. I don't pay attention to you.
She's like 12, but she looks exactly the same as she did in X-Men 3.
You're kind of like a woman to me, so as soon as you start talking, I stop listening. Notice how I didn't respond to what you just said, and how I just kept talking about what I'm talking about.
Kept talking about what I'm talking about? That's bullshit.
Oh, inside jokes. People are never going to get that.
It's okay. They'll never get us.
Oh, indeed. It's true. Anyways, what do you think about them introducing some of the other X-Men characters as little kids in this?
As little kids in this? Seems pretty interesting. The whole Storm theory you have is still unfounded. I don't think they've actually flat-out announced it's her.
I saw it in Wikipedia, so you know it must be true. Citation needed.
Do you know what you're talking about? My penis is 8 feet long in Wikipedia, okay?
Citation needed.
Citation needed, exactly.
No, it's always true as long as you say citation needed and do little air quotes, which I know you all can't see because the webcam's not hooked up, but I'm doing air quotes every time I say citation needed.
No, he's not. They're just doing air quotes for the sheer fact of doing air quotes.
Yeah, pretty much. Citation needed.
It has been confirmed that Cyclops, as a young boy, will appear in Wolverine Origins, being released from William Stryker's camp. That actually might tie in very nicely if they would expand upon the X-Men universe. They could easily tie that into any Sinister story arc they do, because Mr. Sinister is one of the most badass villains ever.
That'd be really cool and really awesome on, like, you know, the geek nerd side of it. I'm not sure how well it would translate over into
a Hollywood movie. I'm sorry, dude. Get rid of the whole skin-tight blue leather outfit with the weird arcing.
I kind of liked my peacock villain, though.
Your peacock villain?
Yes.
I know you're talking about, man. It's all about the presence. He's kind of like the Joker for the X-Men.
I love Sinister.
Yeah, I love Sinister, absolutely too. Love him.
Especially in the Ultimate Universe. I mean, that guy,
buff as hell,
killed himself, faked his own death by shoving.
No, he didn't
shirt.
Fake it. He actually killed himself and then was brought back to life.
Oh, wow.
Choked on his own bedsheets, I believe it was.
You sure it was bedsheets? I thought it was like his pants or something.
No, I think it was. No, that's right. They took the bedsheets away. It was his. It was his shirt.
Oh.
Choked his own shirt down to die.
Would have been great if it was his pants. I mean, can you imagine being the guard, just like looking inside, seeing this guy just sitting there,
underwear.
No pants on. They probably took away his underwear too for trying to hang himself with the elastic. So he's just sitting there, butt ass naked from the waist down, pair of pants, just a buckle sitting out of his mouth. Yeah, that's a way to go.
Yeah, that or Shippuden for me. That's all I'm going.
Yeah.
We're going to find a waterfall in Florida, though, to purify the blade. That might be tricky.
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills. They have to have a waterfall there. If not, we can just go stab a manatee. I mean, we don't have to actually kill ourselves. We can just kill a manatee. They look like fucking turds in the water anyways.
You know, I saw a manatee get cut once. It looked like foam was coming out of it. It was really weird.
It's because manatees are nature's stuffed animals. That was the stuffing coming out.
God used to own a Build-A-Bear, and that is exactly what he made. He made manatees upon manatees upon manatees.
I really hope no manatee lovers listen to this, because we're going to get so much hate mail.
I'm walking outside, I'm going to get, like, firebombed.
So many people like the manatees. They're so ugly. People should like the Florida Panther, which, as no one can really see... That is my desktop on my Linux install.
I would have loved you to press a button and just like a panther growl happens.
We can still do that in the post show.
You can do that in post show.
We can have post,
show
post show
magic.
Indeed.
In post show magic, I'm really black.
Okay, we are so far off topic. Anything else about the Wolverine trailer? What do you think about the Blob? I don't think he's a fat ass enough.
You know he's enough of a fat ass?
No.
I actually kind of like the actor they got to play him. Did you ever see Smoking Aces?
Yes, I have.
The three redneck brothers, the tall, insanely tall one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Blob.
Really?
He's just in a gigantic fat suit.
I love fat suits.
Will.i.am is John Wraith. It's kind of interesting. It's his first real actual acting performance.
It's the first movie he's ever been in. I mean, he's been in a couple TV shows. He was in
He did voice work for some Pixar movie.
Yeah, but he was in, like, not Joan of Arcadia, but that other show where the girl wakes up and it's God always talk. It is some stupid shit that was on, like, you know.
The CW.
Yeah, some stupid stuff.
We're
going to
get
like
so
that.
Many cease and desist letters from networks saying, please stop badmouthing us.
Then put out good shows. You put out good shows about geeky stuff, and no, Smallville is not a good show about geeky stuff, and we'll stop badmouthing you.
Oh, dude. It'd be so. It's so. Ugh. I hate that show, but thank God they did not go with the Graysons.
Did they cancel it?
Yeah, they stopped that thing dead in its tracks.
Thank God.
Hi, guys. I'm DJ Grayson. Oh, my God.
And this is me and my family. I haven't met up with Batman yet. All we do is travel around in the circus. Here's our adventures. This week, I'm walking the tightrope. Yeah.
Tightrope.
Yeah, I, you know, I believe that every episode...
Earth language has not been grasped.
Every yet. Episode, I'm going to have a horrible grammar snafu. I can guarantee it.
Your speech is FUBAR.
FUBAR beyond belief. Even though that's not what FUBAR stands for.
That's fucked up beyond all recognition.
Yeah. All belief, all recognition. Anyways, anything else on the Wolverine trailer?
Well, I'm gonna forego the whole just geek rant about how much I love Deadpool in this movie and how glad I am Ryan Reynolds was cast.
Yeah, you want to talk about how poorly Emma Frost was cast?
Yeah, she's like some like no-breasted blonde twig.
And not to mention, like, did you see her costume?
No, what was it?
It was a pair of, like, you know, red cargo pants and a wife beater.
And a wife beater, nice.
And a wife beater.
Such a far cry from a leather corset and a pair of and a thong with boots.
I mean...
I know we sound like pathetic nerds, and, you know, they could have got, you know, foregone gone that whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but, I mean,
but,
even in the Ultimate Universe... Emma Frost was always well dressed.
She's always well dressed. She's an owner of a corporation, for God's sake.
Yeah. Like, you know, in her, you know, when she's not dressed up as, you know, the Ice Queen Emma Frost, she was always well dressed, well taken care of, well suited, not in a ponytail running around a factory in a, you know, red freaking cargo pants.
Dirt on her face.
Yeah, dirt on her. No, that's. I'm sorry.
That is them, like, pretty much taking a leak on the Emma Frost character.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe. Maybe they're just trying to change... I can't think of anything to justify this.
I don't know. There is a lot of horrible rumors circulating about that movie.
And I'm like 90% sure that is Storm.
You're 90% sure that's Storm?
I am 90% sure that is Storm.
She's not in Africa, though. Well, then again...
It's the Wolverine trailer. I mean, it's his origin story. His origin story takes place every... Oh, did you hear what they're talking about maybe doing for the sequel? They really wanted to... Well, this is Hugh Jackman talking.
I swear to God,
talking.
If you're talking about Old Man Logan, I will punch you in the face.
No. This is Hugh Jackman talking about, like, you know, if they get approved for a sequel, what he wants to do. He wants it to take place in New York... not New York, in Tokyo.
Nice.
And be in Japan and do that whole arc.
Wonder if I'll have Jubilee.
No, because this is the first...
The first. It's not him going back.
It's not him going back. It's him when he meets who...
Oh, that'd be a great way to introduce Silver Samurai.
You know, they could
One
never...
One of the most underrated bad guys, I must admit.
They could never do Lady Deathstrike properly now.
No, they can't.
Because they already... Well, I mean, I guess they could and just go
Her
with, like, repressed...
Kid, but I mean...
Oh, no, go with, like, repressed memories, because, I mean, she was basically just, like, you know, an automated killing machine from the brainwipes, and...
She was the T-1000 of the X-Men series.
Pretty much. I'm glad that you worked that in. Break that in. I don't know if they could slide her in.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be really... Well, then again, I mean, you know, they completely changed Spider-Man's story from Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 3, so I guess they can do whatever the hell they want in these movies.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, guys. We like to retcon things, even in movies. We're so against retconning, but let's do it in movies anyway. Leaving the whole public going, what? What the fuck just happened?
Wait. There was this dude who wasn't even there who actually killed Spider-Man's uncle.
And now we have to sympathize with him because he can turn into a gigantic storm cloud.
And now everybody's crying and holding each other's dicks? I'm sorry, that movie was horrible.
It was a bad movie, visually amazing. I like the fact they were trying to go a more sinister route with Harry and get him to do more mind games with Peter. But yeah, they just totally screwed
up. I hate the fact that Sam Raimi pretty much said, I don't really want to do a Venom arc. But
no,
fans want it, so let me do a shitty
technically,
one.
The way what he says is, I said that initially from the start because I really wanted to do Venom, but I didn't want anyone to know I wanted to do Venom.
Well, so we have an 8-year-old directing Spider-Man movies. That's
basically.
I mean, I don't get me wrong.
I don't know, man. It looked like an 8-year-old designed that Green Goblin costume.
It did. It did. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I love Sam Raimi. I love the Evil Dead movies, but
here we go again with his B movie love.
Spider-Man movies sucked.
I love the first one. And the second one was pretty decent.
I think the second one was better than the first one, but I mean, it's not hard to get better than shit. But then, I mean, like, you know, the third one was shit stew with a la shit on the side, so it was...
With a shit chaser.
Yep.
Cue the laugh track in Two Girls, One Finger.
Oh, horrible. That's horrible.
Okay, again, Wolverine trailer.
Man, we're just gonna keep getting off topic.
We are. It's pretty sad how off topic we're gonna get with this whole thing.
It's okay. We're trying to stretch this out to about 20 minutes, so we're fluff, on our way there.
Fluff. I like to fluff myself.
In case you guys don't know, a fluffer is a woman who works in the porn industry who gives guys BJs between sets to keep them hard. Anyways, moving on.
Did I pretty much just say I like to blow myself?
Yeah, you just said that. And
I had no idea.
We're too far in for me to edit this out. So, yes. Well, you heard it here first. Nick likes to fellatio himself.
Fellate himself, apparently.
Indeed. Okay, any other thoughts on the Wolverine?
Note yourself. Look up words before using them.
Any other thoughts on Wolverine?
Deadpool's going to kick the ass out of this movie, and he's going to form his own trilogy if they don't turn him into Baraka from Mortal Kombat.
Barack Obama! That's what it was.
That was Barack Obama.
Anyways, my final thought is the last scene where you see Wolverine blowing up a Hummer so that he can propel himself up to attack a helicopter. If that doesn't scream campy, I don't know what does.
I'm sorry. You're fixated on the blowing up the Hummer to attack a helicopter. The worst scene of that entire trailer is the slow motion shoulder roll walk away from a blowing up building. I mean, just horrible.
I think that was the helicopter after he had brought it down with his claws, actually, that it was blowing up.
Possibly.
Because it was in the woods on the same street and everything. It might have been a building. I don't know. It's like a quick, like, you know, quarter of a second flash.
I wonder if they're going to explain where you got the jacket from.
Okay. What do you think about this movie? Just from going on this trailer, do you think it'll be good, bad, or meh?
I think it'll be decent. Personally, I'm going to be biased considering they have my favorite character in the movie. just like I'm biased on the first three X-Men movies, 2 is my favorite because Nightcrawler's in it. And that opening scene was just pure orgasmic fun.
It was an excellent scene.
I need a cigarette after that scene.
It's okay, we're gonna go grab some. My closing thoughts on this are, unlike Nick, who's biased, one of my favorite characters of all time is Wolverine, and I still think this movie is probably gonna be crap. Will I see it opening day more than once? Most likely. Am I gonna enjoy it? Probably not, but I'm gonna love ripping it apart later.
You are.
Okay, on to our final
segment.
But
that is another show reserved for late May.
Yeah, when's it come out? Like May 28th?
Something like that.
Yeah, you'll hear us bitch and praise about it later.
Yes.
Most definitely. Closing segment is going to be about Songbird 1.0. I've been using it on the Linux desktop. It's also available for Mac and PC. Basically, it's an alternative audio browser, you know, music player. It's designed a lot like iTunes if you leave it on the default skin. A couple things that I like about it, it's really fast. It's a little buggy. It's just a 1.0 release. Just got released from beta. But all around, really good performance. Really good. I just synced my entire library in there and it automatically recognized it. Had built-in... what's the word I'm thinking of? Lyrics tagging right away. So that any song that I pull up, it'll automatically pull up lyrics, has built-in last.fm account. So if you have a last.fm account, you can go in there, log into it, and it'll automatically add any of the music that you're listening to into that, and also make recommendations for you. All around, it's solid, it's stable. I forgot to mention this, but it actually has the Firefox web browser in there, and any web pages that you go to, it'll automatically highlight and link any of the musical content that's in there. All in all, it's pretty good. It's not the best. I've been using it a lot, trying to, like, you know, get accustomed to it, and I found most of the ins and out. I still like other media players more than this, mostly Amarok on Linux. But all in all, it has a lot of potential, and the fact that they're doing new releases of it every few months is a good thing. I think that in a year or two, this will probably be the best media player out there, but right now, it's good to test out, good to try out, but definitely not the best.
You heard it here, folks. Jeremy has that penguin tattooed on his ass.
I love Linux. It is my primary desktop, but...
You mean Nubuntu?
Nubuntu, yes, I am an Ubuntu user. But I will be the first one to say I am pretty platform agnostic. I'm also running Windows. I don't like Apple, but I'll probably end up buying one day anyways. And, yeah, Nick uses Google Chrome. That's all I have to say about him. Yeah, Chrome.
I visit, like, maybe 9 sites.
But come on, Chrome? Not even Opera?
No, I use Opera all the time, man.
I like Opera. Opera makes me feel edgy and trendy.
Opera just feels too bulky for me.
Opera feels too bulky.
Yes.
You know, I can understand if you said Firefox feels too bulky.
Well, Firefox is like the blob of...
No. Internet Explorer is the blob.
Nothing moves. Okay.
You know, I was thinking...
Here we go. Windows... Internet Explorer is blob, like, the last year or so before M-Day. Opera is early blob, where he's only, like, just a normal-looking fat guy.
You know, when you said the blob, at first I thought of that old, like, you know, what was it, 60s, 70s, 80s movie? With the giant pink blob that was terrorizing the town, eating everything.
50s, actually. I
thought. It was a 50s movie?
Yeah.
Wikipedia, here we come. You heard it here first, people. We love Wikipedia.
Maybe.
Citation needed.
You didn't do air quotes. That's fact.
Citation needed. Okay, the blob is from
1958.
That's the original. I think they did a remake.
They always do remakes.
When a movie's that awesome, how could they not?
Yeah, well, the day the Earth Stood Still came out, just, what, a week and a half ago?
And we didn't see it.
I saw it already.
Oh, you saw it? How was it? Give us a little review, come on.
A little review of it? Well, like most movies nowadays, they are bashing people over the head with this going green motto. Apparently people, we need to, step up our game and save this planet before Keanu Reeves comes down from outer space and murders us all. Pretty nice graphics, but judging from what people have said about the old movie is far superior, even taking into account the graphics of it. Apparently the first movie has just such a solid storyline that you totally bypass all the cheesiness. And I actually just rented the first one, so I'm probably going to watch that and probably going to love it. The best part about that movie would have to be the gigantic robot. It just looks awesome.
It's a giant robot.
It's a giant robot.
Oh, I need to see it now.
His name's like Gort or something.
Gort?
Gort. Yeah, apparently in the first one, those were like famous, the three most famous words in sci-fi is Klaatu, Gort, and blah, blah, whatever the hell it's called. I don't know.
Klaatu, Varakta, Nikti, or however the hell it is.
Yeah,
I just... Oh, man, I hope you old fans don't listen to this. I'm going to get torn up.
You're going to have a flaming bag of dog crap on your car.
Yeah, that's why I'm not giving them my address.
All right, listen closely.
I'll disconnect your mic, I swear to God. So, overall, bad, horrible, good, decent?
I wouldn't pay to see it again. I had to pay to see it because I was stuck in the mall for 3 hours. But I would probably just wait for it to come out on DVD and then just rent it or something.
Not even on Blu-ray?
Nah.
Not even on Blu-ray. By the way, I hate Blu-ray. You'll probably hear me have a Blu-ray rant and an Apple rant at least once a month.
At least once a month?
Easy.
Nice.
Especially if we pick this up to more than once a week. I'll probably have like entire shows dedicated to me bitching at those two formats. Oh, especially at work. I'll save that for after the show.
Alright.
I'll save that for after the show. Pretty much I do not like Blu-ray, and I have good reasons to not like Blu-ray. Anyways, like what you said about going green, somebody told me, what was the name of that M. Night Shyamalan Shyamalan Dinky movie?
Happening.
The Happening? Plants are defending themselves by killing humans?
Yeah. No. Not killing humans. Turning off a human's,
ability to preserve, self-preservation.
Self-preservation. Okay, so basically everyone in New York hates themselves so much that if you turn off their self-preservation, they like walking off buildings or stabbing themselves in the neck. Self-preservation would only come in handy if there was a gigantic Cloverfield attack. That would be an amazing crossover. Cloverfield's happening.
I liked Cloverfield.
I love Cloverfield.
I really love that movie.
I love the.
Aren't you glad I made you go see that?
I especially love the fact that they didn't answer a damn thing in that movie.
Well, it's a J.J. Abrams movie. I mean, look at Lost. They pretty much came out and said, like, you know, first two seasons, we're like, yeah, we're on an island, let's do random stuff. We don't know what's going on.
There's a polar bear. Now there's a gigantic cloud that kills people.
I thought it was a giraffe or something.
Was it? I don't know. I stopped watching.
I stopped watching after, like,
either episode 4. Either on the island or off the island. Fuck that show.
I don't know. There's just something about a killer giraffe that gets my winky hard. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week.
It's the size of a winky. Burn, dude. This is going out live.
Thank God we're not streaming this live.
Yeah, thank God.
Anywho, be able to wrap it up. I'll be able to clean that up in post show.
Post
show editing. Anywho, you can get a hold of us at I forgot the name of the podcast.
Would you kindly?
blog@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Okay, let's try that one more time. Woodyoukindly@gmail.com.
Okay. This is the correct email address. Woodyoukindlyblog@gmail.com.
Yes.
See, I'm still sober.
I haven't had a drink in like 2 weeks, but yet I feel drunk. Isn't that sad?
It is sad.
You know,
it's your body rebelling against you.
Yeah, it's because I haven't had a cigarette in 3 days also. Like 3 days and 1 minute. Look at that. We still got this podcast done before midnight. I told you we could do it.
All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Okay, anyways, I'm Jeremy signing off. This is Nick. We hope you guys have a great week, and you'll see us again or hear from us again next week. Bye. The T-1000 scares me. I don't think he knows I've got a right to exist. And he sits in my favorite chair and dares me. And when I look over, he is making a fist. Him if he'll vacuum and it doesn't respond, but I know that he heard. I turn and catch him looking when he thinks that I've gone, and he flips me the bird.